Step up to the plate and relive the golden age of baseball. We are so excited to introduce Classic Baseball Broadcast, your future destination to relive in original broadcast format the most iconic games, legendary calls, and timeless moments from baseball history. Whether you're a diehard fan or just discovering the roots of the game, everything you need, because we have a treasure chest of baseball's greatest stories told by the folks who were there. Go ahead and visit ClassicBaseballBroadcast.com today. Sign up for free, and let's keep the spirit of America's pastime alive, one inning at a time.
This is Tom from ThisDayInBaseball.com, and this is the podcast, The Daily Rewind. And this is where we look at five cool things that happened on November 1st, this day in baseball history. And before we jump into the show, I just want to give you a little bit of trivia. Can you name me the only six players in baseball history who have led off a game with a home run and then ended the game with a walk-off home run? There's only six in the history of baseball. I'm going to get to that at the end of the show. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going right down the page, and I'm going to pick off these five cool events. And the first one here happened on November 1st, 1892. This is when statistics were kept for the first time for a 154-game season. And it shows that Dan Brothers of the Brooklyn Bruins was a top hitter, and he hit .335. And Cy Young of the Cleveland Spiders was the top pitcher in terms of wins, with 36 wins versus 11 losses. Now, one of the interesting things, this is Cy Young's only his third season, but his 36 wins ends up being his career high. The other career high accomplished in 1892 was innings pitched, a whopping 453 innings pitched. My next favorite, of course, is my favorite subject here, is the Brooklyn Dodgers. And on November 1st in 1951, future Hall of Famer Roy Campanella hits .325, 33 homers, 108 RBIs. He wins the first of three National League MVP awards. The Dodger backstop was an every other year guy. He won it again in 53 and 55. One of the really cool things about Campanella, if you look at his stats, is he actually walked more than he struck out. He walked 608 times in his career versus 501 strikeouts. Not something you see in 2022 baseball. Next up is on November 1st, 1968, Denny McClain. He wins the unanimous American League Cy Young Award. The right-hander, he put up 31 wins versus 6 losses, 280 strikeouts, and a 1.96 ERA for the world champion Tigers. He'll also win the MVP Award. And next year, the 24-year-old is also going to win his second Cy Young Award. Now, if you looked at the 2 years combined, McClain starts 82 ball games. He wins 51 of them, and he faces an amazing 2,592 batters in 666 innings pitched. Now, McClain, all this wear and tear on his arm and his lifestyle and a lot of other things kept him out of baseball. His career would only last another 3 years, and he would really struggle too. He would only go 22-41. Over his final 3 years. We hop all the way up to 2010, and there's Tim Lincecum. He pitches 8 strong innings on November 1st in 2010 to best Texas Rangers Cliff Lee for the second time of the series. And series MVP Edgar Renteria becomes a piece of history. He drove in the winning run when the Marlins beat the Indians in the 11th inning during Game 7 in 1997. He joins only three other players, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, and Yogi Berra. So he becomes just the fourth player in history to collect 2 World Series winning hits. His was in this one was a 3-run shot off of Lee in the 7th inning that leads the Giants to the title. It's their first title in San Francisco since they moved there. And the first time they won it since 1954. Now, Renteria had struggled pretty heavily during the season. You know, he only played in 72 games, and in the NLCS, he went 1-for-16, but he had a whopping .412 in the World Series, and he'll be out of baseball after the next season, the 2011 season. And our birthday boy is Vic Power. Now, if you look here on the player page, if you've never been to one of our player pages, we got some cool stuff here. We call it the essentials here. We have their birth, their debuts, their last game played, and we get nicknames and a lot more stuff. And we also have players that debuted the same year as them. Power debuted in 1954 with players like Hank Aaron, Harmon Killebrew, Wally Moon, Don Zimmer. So it's really cool to actually be able to relate the players that way. Now, Power, he was a really stylish, exuberant player, and he was born in 1927 in Puerto Rico, and he was a great first baseman. He won 7 gold gloves. He didn't win just 7 gold gloves. He won the first 7 gold gloves, and he made a lot of flashy plays over there. Catches with he had this one-handed style with a wide sweeping motion, and he led fielders in every category. Now, an interesting fact about him is he hits 349 in 1953 in the American Association, and he is on the same team as Elson Howard. And they were both brought up to the Yankees, and they were going to be the first black players on the Yankees. But he was traded before the season to the Athletics. Super good contact hitter, hits 300 3 times in his dozen major league seasons. He was not a big base stealer. One of my really fun facts about him is he actually stole home twice in one game against the Tigers in 1958. Now, before I get to the trivia, I just want to kind of send you a special invite to join my baseball community at tomsvintagebaseball.com. Now, this is a place where you can relive baseball history through the voices of the past. There's hundreds of interviews spanning back players to the turn of the century. Old baseball broadcasts, you can hear Ty Tyson and Red Barber and Vin Scully and Mel Allen. It's it really brings you back to the roots of baseball, and it's that thing that really connects us to our past. You can do it with your friends, as a group, or at your own convenience. There's thousands of audio clips, like I said, from interviews all the way to games. Start listening today at tomsvintagebaseball.com. Now, just wrapping this up here on today's trivia. Today's birthday boy is Vic Power, and he became the first modern-day player on May 7th, 1957, to hit a leadoff home run and a walk-off home run in the same game. The first player to do it was Slidin' Billy Hamilton, Hall of Famer, who did this in 1893. And then there was Darren Erstad, who was 43 years after Vic Power. He accomplished it on June 25th, 2000. And just a few years later, in 2003, Reed Johnson did it on the 15th of June. Then Ian Kinsler, 6 years later, on July 9th, 2009. And wrapping it up was Chris Young, just 13 months after Kinsler, on August 7th, 2010. Now, that's it for this day in baseball, November 1st. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you like the show, give us a thumbs up. Please share us, subscribe us, give us a review, and we hope to see you tomorrow.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that, and I'm glad you stuck around to the end. And I just wanted to credit those audio sources. That all the credits are in the show notes, as well as a link to all the audio libraries. As a quick reminder, the best way to stay connected with us is just to sign up for the daily newsletter. The daily newsletter has trivia, quotes, link to today's podcast, history, and much, much more. Everything is in the show notes. Just click away and enjoy. And I hope to see you at a ballpark real soon.